fans, welcome into Redskins Life. My name is Jay Kring-Schreifels of Redskins.com, joined once again by long snapper Nick Sundberg, and I want to talk about the position of being a long snapper.
Sure.
When you were in high school, was that when exactly did you realize or even get asked to become a long snapper?
So we had a coaching change in between my sophomore and junior season. Okay. And basically, the two guys that had long snapped the year before both graduated. I moved from tackle to center, and the new coaching staff that came in said, well, you play center, you might as well learn how to long snap. So we had our offensive line coach at the time did it when he was younger and tried to teach us. I was terrible. Just awful. Just awful. Like, not even an adequate high school long snapper my junior year. And but after my junior season, we had a change at the O-line coach position, and the gentleman that came in, his name is Ben Bernard, he actually taught the guy who was our O-line coach how to snap when he was younger, and he took me under his wing and a handful of other guys and said, look, if this is something that you want to do moving forward, you absolutely can. But here's the deal. Like, you never miss. Like, you know, we lift every day. We snap after. There's, you know, there are no vacations. There are no days off, that sort of stuff. And we snapped a ton. Like, if there, I try and say there is no such thing as snapping too much, but I absolutely snapped too much when I was younger. But that, he beat it into me, basically, that the only way to develop good habits are to snap more and more and more. So yeah. I trusted him and said, look, I'll do whatever you tell me. Because he had already had 9 or 10 guys get scholarships as long snappers. Sure. So
so he knew what he was talking about.
Yes. So I still wasn't very good my senior season after the season ended. Because I was playing center. I was almost 300 pounds. I was not in long snapping shape, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
And he sat me down one day and said, look, if you want to play at the next level, we really need to kick it into high gear now. We're going 6 days a week, snapping, you know, anywhere from 150 to 350 balls a day, and we're gonna get you better. I said, all right. And sure enough, you know, here we are, what, 9, 13, 14 years later, and I'm still doing it. And I still talk to him a few times a month, and then in Phoenix, so he still trains younger long snappers. He retired from high school coaching and trains young guys. But so anytime I'm in Phoenix, we still lift together 4 days a week and snap together 4 days a week. And I help him train a lot of the young guys. And shoot, he's over 65 guys now. He's had to get full rides as long snappers across, you know, from schools all over the country. He's got 3 in the NFL right now. So John Weeks with the Texans was a year older than me. He played at Baylor and then has now been with the Texans for 8 years. Kyle Nelson with the 49ers, who was here once upon a time.
Sure.
Is a year younger than me, and all of us learn how to snap from Coach Bernard. So he's got some kids with some real talent that are on their way in right now. That's my story.
Yeah. Well, before I let you go, I'm just curious. What was maybe the biggest change that you had to do as a long snapper? I think a lot of people just think, well, what's the difference between center and long snapper besides going an extra couple feet, yards, whatever? Is there a certain technique that you just have to learn completely differently?
Yeah, I mean, use two hands, number one, but yeah. The other thing is just like a 100% is what you need to be.
Yeah.
Right? So there is no...
The margin of error
you'll
is
get
very
it
small.
Correct. And I think understanding that aspect of it, it was you have to take every snap seriously. There is no, I'll get it next time.
Right.
You know what I mean? Especially in the special teams world. And I think that's what a lot of people don't understand is that the level of focus and attention to detail is, especially when you're young, you don't understand any of that. And so you just kind of go through the motions and realize, and it takes you a little while to realize, like, what I'm doing is really, really important and developing the correct muscle memory and so that when you're in terrible conditions or, you know, in the snow or rain or wind or whatever, you don't have to think about what you're doing. When you're tired and it's late in games and you're beat up and, you know, you can just kind of shut your eyes and do it in your sleep, basically. And
yeah.
I think that early on was tough for me to grasp. Like, I have to get so good at this that I can literally close my eyes, shut my brain off, and not think about anything and still be perfect, because that's what you have to be every time.
Yeah. Well, Nick, thank you for explaining your craft.
Yeah, I know there's a lot that goes into it.
I mean, I don't think many people realize the dedication for a long time.
Yeah.
Thank you for explaining that more thoroughly.
Absolutely.
Thank you for tuning in on Redskins Life. We'll see you next time.